This is Jamie Walden. You're watching End Times Productions. Human trafficking is a big deal, and obviously that's something that's near to me. Most people don't know, the other family that's with us on the camp here in Colorado, actually the way we met was building a counter child, specifically child trafficking rehabilitation center in the Dominican Republic. And that's everything from investigations to working with law enforcement or military personnel in country, outside of country, and then getting the girls and boys, right? And then actually doing rehabilitation through the gospel. It takes years and years and years and years. It's a huge mess, right? We were told while we were down there that you better not dig too deep. This was on the Dominican, in the Dominican Republic, they said, because every single one of these leads to Washington, D.C. That's what we were told down there. And they said, you think it's about brothels and children, adults wanting to have relations with children, are like, there's way worse things down here going on that you can't even. They actually said what we have, what the Dominican Republic is known for, which, by the way, think how close that is to Epstein Island. I mean, it's all right down there. They said there, what they specialize is in snuff camps. So the human trafficking thing is bigger than what people can even realize, and what most of the Pollyanna Christians won't even look at. They won't even consider it. But it comes full circle to Mystery Babylon. It says, and they trafficked in the souls of men. It's a very unique qualifier about Mystery. Everybody wants to go, oh, it'll be a revived Babylon in Iraq. Yeah, no, I was literally in Iraq in the ancient city of Babylon, touched the stones that still say Nebuchadnezzar on them, like stood at the gate of Ishtar, like took Al-Hila, Iraq, you know, which is where Saddam was unearthing archaeologically all the ancient artifacts of Mesopotamia and Babylon. Been there. Like, it's not a revived Iraq. It's not a Holy Rome. It's not a Vatican. Most people are like, oh, okay, Mystery Babylon's a Vatican. I'm like, that's not the Vatican. The Vatican is wicked beyond comprehension. It's the United States of America. You just don't want to know what's going on. You don't want to know why they call it District of Columbia. You don't want to know why most of the presidents graduate from Columbia University. You don't want to know what goes on the Freemasonic stuff or the Illuminist stuff or the whatever. You don't want to know what's going on with the raising of Osiris. You don't want to know about the ceremonies. You don't want to know about Bohemian Grove. You don't want to know why it's called the City of Angels. Which angels? Nobody asked that. And you don't want to know in what God they trust that's on the back of every one of your talismans, dollar bills in your pocket. You don't want to know that. And it's founded on the souls of men. More importantly, the souls of children is what it's founded upon. So the global sex trafficking, it's not even, a pandemic doesn't even, like, there's no word to adequately describe it. It is that deep. It's that big now. And it's because the advent of technology, of the internet, really. It's just exploded it. So now it's the searing of the mind and then making the whole world drunk with their immorality. Who created, who does the porn? Who does the video? Who does the whatever? Where are all the tech companies out of? Where are all the pharmaceutical companies at? Who's consuming 90% of all pharmaceuticals on the face of the earth? Who's producing 90% of the pharmaceuticals for all the country? Who's doing it all? Who is doing these things? Where's Disney out of? Where's Hollywood out of? Where's this out of? Like, it's all out of Mystery Babylon, the United States of America. And like, they show you in very plain English in Washington, District of Columbia, who they serve and what they represent and why they serve it. So when I say they've made the whole world drunk with their immoralities, I'm not kidding. And they traffic in the souls of men. So this human trafficking thing is beyond comprehension. It's not human trafficking, it's child trafficking. And it's every race, it's every nationality, it's boys, it's girls, it's young girls, it's young boys, it's adult women, it's adult men, it's everywhere in between. And these global elite are just seething with them. Every click, every swipe, every TikTok video, every Instagram. When we do our investigations, Instagram and TikTok are where they traffic from. The girls with the more likes, they look like a fitness. You think they're a fitness model or they're a yoga pant wearing, whatever, some sexy girl or whatever it is they're looking at. And bros are sitting there on their Instagram following these girls. Those likes show their value on the open market for trafficking. And they're being run by people. They're being run by the intelligence agencies. They're being run by governmental agencies. They're being run by the law enforcement agencies on the southern border and the northern border. They're being run by the port officials and the port authorities. They're being run by the mayors. They're being run by the chiefs of police. They're being run everywhere. It's what they do. And the only reason why it exists is because, I don't even have it, because of these stupid things. That's the reason why kids are being trafficked and adults are being trafficked. So anybody who wants to get their panties in a bunch about human child sex trafficking or just human trafficking in general, I'm like, it's on you. It's on you. You know, the Barna Group and Pew poll show that, 70% of pastors confess to looking at porn once a week. 70% of pastors polled. That's the ones that were willing to confess because it was an anonymous poll. 70%? So what's the real number then? 90? 90%? The guy who's supposed to be hearing from the Lord and leading you spiritually and shepherding? I already said the prayers of a righteous man are powerful and effectual. That guy is supposed to be praying for discernment? No wonder why your sermons are a mile wide and an inch deep. And why nobody's getting freedom, why there's no power. Yeah, the form of godliness, but deny the power. You deny the power because you're a part of child sex trafficking. Dude, I mean, like, how are we not understanding this, you know? It's insane. Well, and even think about this, the great earthquakes of the end times, earthquakes the likes of which never have been. You know, it talks about, like, there's just never been anything like it. It's because of the child sex trafficking and the abortions, I believe, because the Lord says the earth will disclose the blood shed upon it. It's literally going to vomit. The earth is going to be like, it says all creation is groaning inwardly, longing for the sons of glory to be revealed because it's been subjected to things it shouldn't be because of the disgustingness of humanity. And then God says, like, I'll avenge the blood of my innocents. When he says the earth will disclose the blood shed upon it. Jamie's speculation. And I'm like, it's going to vomit. The earth is going to literally, it can't take all, where's the 70 or some say 120 million abortions in the U.S. And then we make that a part of official, you know, foreign policy is to implement abortion and LGBT. Where's that blood go? Where's the blood from the most innocent of the innocent? It goes into your fresh water supplies. It goes to your water treatment plants. I've heard occultists speak, say that they mock the fact that everybody's drinking it in their own faucets as a part of their lesser magic in their occultic practices. And the earth is soaking it up, and the waterways and the byways and the tributaries are soaking it up, and everything's soaking it up. These Russians and Ukrainians laying on the field of battle, I hate seeing it. The ground is soaking it up. Civil wars, this war, that war, it's soaking it up. And it has a point where it actually vomits. It says the earth will disclose the bloodshed upon it. Just whoa, break. It can't take anymore. And so even the child sex trafficking, which is satanic ritualistic abuse, which the pastor is scrolling through pictures. So he's actually supporting satanic ritualistic sacrifice of children. Because from our investigations, they have a 2-year lifespan. People don't understand. It's not your porn doesn't end there because that child has a street value. And you think, by the way, you think you're looking at a girl. Most guys, they think they're looking at a girl who's in her mid-20s. Guarantee you she's 13. 12 or 13, I guarantee you, because we interview them and they can make them look however they need to make them look for the videos or for the whatever, right? And they said they have 2 years before they harvest the organs. They have a 2-year lifespan because the organs have more value than what they can produce on the different porn sites and stuff like that or whatever else they're doing with them. But like, people don't understand the lateness of the hour. I don't even know how to talk about it openly because it's so gnarly. I mean, let me put it this way. So people, I don't mind searing their minds with the reality. I've worked with the U.S. Marshals for a little bit. And so I was responsible for prison transports, prison security, you know, exacting search warrants for the different federal agencies and stuff like that. The first case I had to sit in as a marshal was a 6-month-old. And I never looked, and I couldn't stand it, but they had to play hours and hours and hours of the video footage. And just to this day, that was like 16, 17 years ago. To this day, I hear the noises.
Thank you.